Well, the war in Ukraine has pushed Russia to seek closer ties with China and other international partners, and that's playing out right now in Cape Town, where foreign ministers from the BRICS grouping of emerging economies are meeting. Brazil, Russia, India, China and host South Africa are discussing the possible expansion of the bloc. It's increasingly seen as an alternative to Western geopolitical dominance. So just how far, though, could the bloc's expansion go? Around 20 countries have voiced their interest in joining. They include Saudi Arabia, Iran, Nigeria, Indonesia, Turkey, and Mexico. For Russia, it could be a chance to widen its circle of friends as it faces sanctions because of the war in Ukraine. It could also be an opportunity for China, which proposed the expansion at last year's summit. It wants to portray itself as a counterbalance to the West. BRICS members are also looking at reducing reliance on the US dollar as a reserve currency, especially in trade, a policy known as de-dollarization. Well, let's speak to Fumita Miller. She's across this for us in Cape Town. Fumita, I understand that friends of BRICS will actually be addressing the meeting today. Just how likely is this prospect of expansion?
Well, given what the South African Minister of International Relations and Cooperation said yesterday, said earlier, just a few hours ago, with regard to the expansion, it is key to the meeting today, and they are looking at least 19 countries expressing interest, whether formally or informally. Now, the minister had said that the members of BRICS and those interested in joining do represent a majority of the global population. And so this, I think, would be very important in terms of greater representation for what the what BRICS considers very important, the Global South. But to give us a better idea of what that expansion might look like and what it might involve, we're speaking to international affairs journalist Peter Fabricius. Now, Peter, the expansion is very important to BRICS at this point, especially in terms of creating this alternative opposed, the G20 or G7. But what is the criteria that they might be looking at when bringing in new members?
Yeah. I think it is quite problematic in a way, actually, because, I mean, one of the main criteria is actually that no country that's admitted should have a really intractable issue with the BRICS member. So I would imagine, for example, that Pakistan is not going to be joining BRICS in any great hurry because India has a real issue. And there may be some similar issues with China and some of the countries that it has disputes within the South China Sea on the same score. And I would also, the other thing about BRICS is that it's a kind of a slightly ambivalent sort of organization because I think it likes to see itself as non-aligned. But, if in the increasing polarized world that we're in at the moment, where Russia and the West, NATO, are at each other's throats, to have one of those poles of the new conflict that is already a BRICS member creates a complication there. So I would say any country that has a kind of Western leaning, I mean, we're not going to get Australia joining. We're not going to get New Zealand joining. Any country that has a Western kind of orientation is unlikely to join. So, I mean, beyond that, it's hard to say. You can't say it's about democracy and human rights. Human rights, maybe they could pass off, but democracy, maybe not, considering China and Russia, or China particularly. So it's going to be a bit difficult, actually, to. And that's why they didn't agree, yesterday. I mean, the foreign ministers didn't agree on the expansion, and they kicked that ball down the road to the summit in August.
And aside from seeking common values and the difficulties they have to navigate in terms of membership, they do want to increase trade. There really is an economic focus, and they're looking at potentially a common currency. Yeah. How likely is that amongst these diverse countries?
I think that the common currency, a BRICS country, is very far down the road. Neil Suklal, the South African Sherpa, actually said that yesterday, and he's told me that before. That that would be very ambitious. But in the meanwhile, what they're doing is trying to increase trade in each other's currencies. So, and the idea is clearly to try and reduce the dependence on the dollar, which also means, as Naledi Pandor, the South African foreign minister, said, is to increase their vulnerability to U.S. sanctions, because those sanctions are very much about trading in dollar. So if you can trade in your own currencies, fine. And then somewhere down the line, maybe, that could evolve into a BRICS currency.
All right, Peter, thank you very much for your time.
That's it.
Speaking there to Peter Fabricius, an international affairs journalist. These meetings will continue for the next couple of hours, but likely will wrap from amongst these foreign ministers today.
Fumita Miller there with all the latest for us from Cape Town. Thank you, Fumita.